As the Syrian Democratic Forces continue to push south from towards Raqqa, that as they clear an area of ISIS and they, you know, quote unquote, take that territory back, then the forward line continues to move south with them. But I think the thing that perhaps Louis and I, maybe everyone those others is surprising to us is that we've consistently been told that these 250 or 300 U.S. forces that are there are back, and you know, in some sort of a more hardened base or structure or facility or something doing their advising. But now it's clear from this AFP reporting that they're actually moving south with, they're moving south towards Raqqa with the SDF, as opposed to staying in one fixed location. And I understand that you can't confirm, but there's photographic evidence from an esteemed, you know, journalistic organization that proves it. So you don't even have to confirm it. It's true. We can see that it's true in the photos. So I guess that's the question is, now the U.S. troops, they are, rather than staying back and doing their training, they are now moving with the Syrians, moving forward with the Syrians towards Raqqa. I guess that's the question. And that seems to be a change from our understanding of what they were doing in the past.
We haven't talked much about our forces on the ground in Syria for all the reasons I've described. And I'm not going to get into it further here other than to tell you about their mission, how they've conducted themselves. This is a dangerous situation for them. We're not going to do anything to expose them to greater risk at this point. They have been in close communication with the local forces on the ground, those commanders that they've been able to establish relationships with, and they're going to continue to do so, carrying out their mission. And again, not putting them in the lead of this fight, but providing that support role to those forces. And they're going to continue to do that.
I think it's clear they're not in the lead of the fight, but it seems like they might be in the chase vehicle right behind the fight at this point. That's what the photos seem to show, that they're right there forward with the Syrians.
I'll leave it for you to characterize what you see there. I'm just telling you what our forces, what their mission is, what they're doing, and that they're going to continue to carry out this mission. They've been effective in what they've done so far, and we have every expectation they'll continue to be effective.